The A's looking to avoid a three-game sweep at the hands of the Rays. Oakland turning to Sonny Gray, but the question is, for how much longer?
Swing and a miss. Got him down with the changeup. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Down go the Rays. 1-2-3. Back-to-back K's for Gray, and the inning is over.
And Rajay Davis checks in. Swing got hit down the right field side. A long run in the corner. Peterson going right down the line and fair. And then it's in play. The ball played back. And around third is Maxwell. He's going to come to the plate. And now they say the ball went over the fence, yeah. I think, for a ground rule double. Yep, and they're going to put the runners
in second, third.
In the dirt. The ball gets away down the line. Here's the play at the plate. Not in time. Rajay scores, and the A's take a 3-2 lead. It's a soft drive into center. Smith coming on. Has to play it on a hop. Around third to score is Semien, and the A's take a 4-2 lead. Here's the pitch. Brugman around to bunt. Safety squeeze. Gets it down. Nobody's there. It's fielded. Kittredge throws to first too late. The run scores. And going from first to third is Chapman, and the A's take a 5-2 lead.
The A's avoid a three-game sweep as they take it 7-2. Sonny Gray pitches into the seventh inning, scattering seven hits as he improves to 4-1 over his last five starts. The Rays fall for the first time in Jacob Furria's five road starts this season. In what could have been one of his final starts in an A's uniform, Sonny Gray delivered once again as he pitched into the seventh inning, leading the A's to a 7-2 win over the Red Hot Rays at the Coliseum on Wednesday. Here is Oakland skipper Bob Melvin.
Yeah, he's getting swings and misses with everything. The changeup, sinker thing that he's throwing has really been a good pitch for him, especially against lefties. But, you know, when he's in his at his best, he's got a really good feel for what's working on a particular day, whether it's a slider, whether it's his heater, whether it's changeup, whether it's curveball, and he's got that feel back again. So it might not necessarily be the same repertoire every day, but that's kind of what makes him who he is and finds a way to do it on a particular day. Unpredictable.
Yeah,
no doubt. And it also keeps the catchers on their toes because his ball doesn't necessarily do the same thing all the time, and you got to stay with him. You know, sometimes they'll throw a sinker that cuts, sometimes they'll throw a cutter that sinks, so you got to be on your toes.
Bob, when you went to get him in the seventh, as he's walking off the mound, the crowd gave him a standing O. I think they kind of understood this could be the last time they see him here in an A's uniform. Did you have any of those thoughts going through your mind? Have you thought, you know, in that regard at all?
No. I'm just trying to win a game and trying to make the right decision with where he is in the game and how many pitches he's thrown and, you know, where we are in the lineup. And so at that point, really, no. And I try not to think too much about that because when you have a group of guys that, you know, you're dealing with, that's basically what your focus is. And I've had him for a while. So, you know, I just kind of go with the flow as far as that goes, but I understand what you're saying.
Casilla, after the rough one last night, how important was it for him to come out today and pitch a clean ninth?
Yeah, I think it was important that he got out there and got some outs. I mean, he does have, 15 saves or whatever it is, so he's blown a few, but there are some guys in the league that have blown a few as well. So, you know, anytime you have a night like last night where – you know, it's a one-run game, you end up losing it. You know, all the focus is on the guy that was out there the last. But he's still got good stuff, and I think he's in the top, 10 in the league or 5 in the league or whatever it is in saves. So, you know, he's done a pretty good job to this point.
Sonny's brightest moment of last year was in a series of games from June to July. You think he's pitching as good or better today or than then, these days than then?
Last year, mm-hmm. Yeah, he's pitching better than any time he was last year. Velocity's better. You know, he's got 95 when he needs it. Movement's better. And that has a lot to do with health. When he's healthy and not having to worry about that, and he's throwing the ball over the plate, he's going to have success.
Bob, was it a matter of you guys being patient, getting to the fifth there and drawing some walks? And then Alonso also came through after his earlier being thrown out
Yeah, no, that you're exactly right. I mean, this guy, you look at his numbers, and it's like, my goodness. I mean, he's only given up 3 runs one time. I think maybe 2 once, and the rest were 1 runs every time out. He's got, 33 hits in 40-some innings and 4-0 record, sub-3 RA, you know, he's a tough customer. So we knew going in that, and when you haven't seen a guy, you need to see him a couple times around, kind of see what his ball's doing. And our at-bats definitely got better around the fifth inning on.
Bob, you talked about how Rajay's been playing well the past few days. It seems like today that double he had kind of sparked that four-run inning.
Was huge. I mean, that's, you know, we got some big hits during the course of the game. I don't know that was bigger because we're getting shut out to that point. And, you know, you don't come into the ball, you know, ballpark today in the greatest of moods, to, you know, with a quick turnover. So there wasn't a good feel as far as where we were going at that point. And then all of a sudden that double happens. And right after that, it got contagious. So that was a huge hit in the game. And you're right, he's been playing real good baseball recently.
I know it's just one win, but, you know, after sweeping the Indians and losing a couple of games, how important was this one headed back out onto the road?
Yeah, we've had a little trouble with sweeping a team and getting swept. So, you know, after a big series against Cleveland, to get swept would not have been a very good feeling. Plus, with an off day, you know, that can sit with you for a little while. So it means that we were 4-2 on this homestand, which is a positive homestand, and now you can enjoy the off day and then – no, we got two tough teams on the road in the East.
The A's enjoy an off day on Thursday.